You're listening to Kathy Is In with Kathy DeBono.
Everybody, welcome back to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show. I'm Kathy DeBono. I'm here with my associate producers, Jill and Becca.
Hello.
What is wrong with both of you?
I was trying to do it with Becca, but she didn't participate.
That was the weirdest.
I didn't know.
That was the weirdest moment ever. It was like a standoff at the mic.
Becca freezes whenever we make eye contact with her. It's kind of funny.
Yes, all the time.
Yes.
All right, well, here we go. We're going to do another show today, guys. Are we ready?
I am.
We have a cool chick coming on the line with us later. Her name's Wendy Parr.
Yes.
She's a musician. She's a singer. She uses voice to help people bring out their authentic self, which I found really interesting because it's a whole different avenue to what I like to do.
Yeah, she's a vocal coach. I mean, she does... according to her website, she does just about everything involving the music industry, so... I'm interested to talk to her.
Well, yeah, her website seemed pretty interesting. We'll get more into what she does later. The way she uses voice to have people connect to their authentic selves, I think, is really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith Baxter. I want to say we're giving away Meredith Baxter books today, guys. Untied. We have two books that are autographed. We have a CD set for audio, the book on audio on CD set, a box set. All of them are autographed by Meredith Baxter. If you are a Twitter follower or a Facebook liker, such a weird phrase, a Facebook liker of mine, you are eligible to win. And we're going to have that drawing later in the hour. Becca Cates is going to put her hand in the little top hat and pull out names.
I brought my own top hat.
She did. She looks very good in it.
I'm wearing it.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to do that later in the hour, so make sure you're paying attention. It's not too late to be a part of that. So if you go follow me on Twitter or go like me on Facebook, CathyDeBono. I'm just trying to collect you people. That's all. That's what this is about. I'm trying to collect you. And if you are in my collection, you will have a chance to win cool things.
If you are in her collection.
Yes, if you are in my collection of
that's
people.
Creepy.
If I were a hoarder, I would take these people. I would put them on shelves. I would order them by shape and color and size.
No, you wouldn't. And you would just toss them in a room and I would organize them.
That's
very true.
You know what? That's probably true.
Yes, we know.
I would
true.
Get very fascinated by one of them and I would change their clothes and play with them like a Barbie doll and put them on my motorcycle and make them swim in my pool. And then I would lose interest very quickly and find another thing to play with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you would be putting things away behind me in my wake.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. sounds about like our life.
That sounds like heaven. But yeah. That just sounds like heaven. It sounds like I get to exist in a persistent age of 12.
Yeah, a little bit. I get to organize it.
It's not really that fun, people.
Wait,
it's not
which
as fun
I enjoy.
As it sounds.
I actually spent part of the week organizing our friend's garage. I find joy in that.
Yes.
I'm weird.
I find joy in it when it's totally organized.
Right.
I love that. And then I can tweak on that. I can tweak on getting something completely organized just as I can be completely paralyzed by a messy room. Once I lock in to, like, my task,
mm-hmm.
I am on point.
How
I
do
can't
we get,
be stopped. I am unstoppable.
How do we get you locked in on our garage is the question.
Oh, I'm already thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
It's a process towards the locked point, but it has begun, and I'm already thinking about it. And the only reason it was put on hold is because of the shoulder surgery.
Right.
Because, you know, I plan to have part of that be my sanctuary mm-hmm. in the garage.
Yeah.
I have now... Don't label me as too dykey, guys, okay? But I have power tools, and I have hand tools, and I have other sorts of material.
I just wish you could see the hand motion that she's doing right now.
It helps me think. It helps me think. I have shelvery. Is that the right word?
Sure.
I don't think that's a word. Shelving is probably the correct word.
I would like to designate a corner of that garage as my sanctuary for going in there and doing... creative works of art.
Right, I know. And you will be out there the first day that it's done, mm-hmm. and then you will never be
never
out there
again.
I love the way you two think you're so wise. We're not.
No, we just know you.
I will
you.
Be out there. And I know that I have to save half the garage for Amy Ruskin because she wants a ping pong table.
Yes.
All right, I got to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Amy Ruskin is half of the duo we're going to have on next week. We'll tell you a little more about them. Anyway, Amy and Annie are looking to adopt a baby. They're a freaking great couple. If they could adopt me, I would do it right now.
I know. Well, you're going to put yourself up for adoption.
Yeah. I mean, my mom is in New York. I need a new set of parents out here in L.A.
Sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Go follow on Twitter and Facebook, guys. You will still be eligible to win one of those autographed hardcover copies of Meredith's book, Untied, or the audio CD set. I have to concentrate to not say DVD.
I know.
Because it's not a DVD. You won't see anything if you put it in your DVD player.
No, you won't.
Not a damn thing.
So speaking of winning, guys, I don't know if you're all excited, but in case you didn't know, the biggest lottery in the history of lotteries is
in the history of lotteries of all time?
Well, I think
even bigger than our Meredith Baxter book giveaway lottery?
It's even bigger than that.
I can't even imagine.
I think it's the biggest lottery in United States history. I don't know if it's the world, but it's $500 million.
Good.
Dollars.
God.
$500 million in the Mega Millions lottery is up for tomorrow night's drawing. And we are buying lottery tickets, even though the chances of winning that are not.
I'll tell you what. Let's sell my sleek 99 Honda CRV ride of a car and take all the proceeds and buy tickets with all of them.
That sounds like a great idea.
I think we would only get $100 worth of tickets, though.
But I'm bum. That's
sorry,
probably...
I wasn't ready to go there on the but I'm bum. So anyway, a couple days ago I was on Facebook and I saw that our friend Miley had put up a post saying, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid and even I bought tickets and I never buy tickets. So when the prize gets up to this much, people who don't normally buy lottery tickets.
If Miley now wins, I'm going to have to poke her in the eye.
Okay, well, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what if someone you know or you won. Now, the chances, again, are very slim, but you have to put yourself in that place. What would you do with $500 million?
I think for everyone, it starts out like this. Well, I'd take care of my family. I'd make sure my mom was okay. I'd pay off my father's house. I'd pay off my own house. I'd pay off my student loans.
Not Becca. What would Becca do?
No, that's
who
what I
would do.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would do, but yeah. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would be like, I'd go on a shopping spree, I'd buy a nice car, I'd buy nice clothes, expensive shoes. I think some people would do that.
Oh, of course they would. Of course they would. But when you sit down and have this conversation, right? I mean, doesn't it always start out the same way?
Right.
Like, well, first, we always fantasize about getting ourselves out of the hole first, that we'd pay off our debt, and we'd pay off, you know, our student loans, and I, you know, that's what I would do. But let's talk about the fun stuff. Once you got past all of like the smart things to do, like paying off your house and taking care of your family and like making sure everybody's set. And now you have $400 billion gazillion left. Then what do you do?
Well, there's something that they call the lottery curse that, there've been a bunch of networks have done shows about people who've won the lottery.
Oh, pshaw.
Okay. I know you say that, but the truth is that most people, somewhere around 80% of the people who've won a lottery in the past, after the fact say they wish they never would have won.
Well, then they are dumb.
They did something wrong.
Okay, that's oversimplifying.
See, I think this is something that we all think we know. It wouldn't happen to us and that we know how we would handle the money and everything would be fine. But until you're in that situation, you don't realize how much your life is going to change.
But you're talking about the kind of money now, the number we're talking about, that no one would ever have to regret. I mean, how could you possibly squander $500 million before you realized you were squandering it?
No. It's not even necessarily about the squandering. It's about how people change toward you, your friends, your family, how you get solicited by strangers to help them. I mean, like, the list goes
on.
Oh, sure.
That would definitely happen.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about that, like, you could squander it and end up poor again, which happens to a lot of people, but that, like, your life fundamentally is going to change
completely,
in a way that
completely.
You cannot. And do you want that? I mean, do you want to now spend your entire life wondering
yes.
why people are... why people are befriending you or...
I already wonder.
Or calling you or, you know, wanting to spend time with you. You would never know who really cares about you and who just wants a piece of it.
Well, I think most people want to get close to me because they want to know Comet. That's what I think.
Okay.
I already deal with that every day.
That's the only reason I like you.
I kind of knew that.
There was we're in Los Angeles. In the LA Times, there was actually an article written by a guy who wrote a book called Son of a Gambler, Winners, Losers, and What to Do When You Win the Lottery. And he consulted with a bunch of big lottery winners, and he has a list of five things. Number one, never tell anybody you won.
Don't tell anybody. Good
That's
one.
A good idea.
Try to keep that in, though, guys.
Try to stay as anonymous as possible.
Yeah.
Number two.
Try not to burst with that joy.
Think for a minute. Like, wait a minute, don't go cashing it in without planning and talking to the people that, you know, a financial planner. Three, work with a financial advisor who works with more money than you have.
Yes,
so
but
don't
be very careful about finding that person because they are.
They might charge
monsters.
You. Well, a hefty fee.
They say go with the name brand. Go with a well-known, nationally established financial advisor and not your friend down the street.
Like H&R Block.
Right, because they're insured and bonded and all that stuff.
Take the money in payments instead of a lump sum, which means so that you don't blow through your money, you know down the road you're going to have this money coming in and you can't make some stupid, rash decision. It said five, and I only put down four. Oh, no, that's it. Four pieces of advice.
The fifth one is for you to discover on your own.
Yes. But it said that people who won the lottery really are no happier than people who haven't won the lottery.
You know what? I'm going to say that I could probably pontificate about this for an hour, because that's got to be people that already don't understand that money can't buy you happiness, or what happiness is, or what the value of life is, or what the importance of life is, or what, you know, what's really, truly important at the end of the day. Because I think, for me, I don't know, maybe a lot of people think this, but I think I have my head on straight about money because I've never really had enough of it to ever. I've always had just enough to survive and not enough to do anything, you know, extravagant. And so, I don't know. I think that if people had their head on right about money and they knew how to use it to get themselves out of dark places, that wouldn't happen. All right. I'm getting the hand from Jill. We got to go. We'll be right back with Wendy Parr.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Lagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Lagaspot.com. Lagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Guys, we are here with Wendy Parr, musician and voice teacher extraordinaire. Actually, we're not really here with her. She's in New York. But we have her on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Wendy, how are you? Thanks for being here with us today.
Definitely. I'm sorry I couldn't be in studio, but I'm here virtually.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, because I was going to, you know, I was going to exploit your talents and have you sing.
can't, Can do. Still can do.
Yes, you certainly can do. We were listening to your music this morning. In fact, Becca was doing interpretive dances in the office.
Yes, we really enjoyed it.
That's personal. That's personal information. That is inappropriate.
Oh, man.
You have got to see her do her interpretive dance to Lucky Penny. It was
Who videoed it? I want to see it on YouTube.
No, that's not happening.
We didn't, but you know what, Wendy? I will catch it for you on video. I will put it on YouTube. It was
awesome.
Nothing less than spectacular. So I just want to tell everyone what I learned about you today is Wendy has worked with such folks as Patti LaBelle, Bette Midler, Paula Abdul. The list goes on and on, but I'm going to stop there. Her clients include such folks as Nancy Sinatra, Regina Spektor, and Brittany Murphy, which I found really interesting. I kind of want to, like, pull you aside and get the scoop on that one.
She is really nice. She's really, really nice to work with.
Were you teaching her to sing, or was it other? I know she did other sorts of voice work.
Yeah, no, it was actually singing at the time. This was right at the beginning of her sort of public success, and right before she really blew up. She was working on her voice and looking at the show Rent, and doing musical. Rent is a pop-based musical theater piece, and right. Actually just really looking at straight-up singing.
That's very
cool. Part of her career.
I was really bummed when she was gone. I was really bummed.
She was really very, very nice to work with, really fun, and just enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, you are really tied into, if you go to your website, everything is about authenticity of the spirit, authenticity of the soul, authenticity of the person, and getting people in touch with that. And, I found just personally a kindred spirit with you in the work that I do is I'm always talking about, contacting your authentic self and the avenues toward that. And your avenue toward that is having people become in touch with their voice. And I really like the whole metaphor behind that too, because not only the singing voice, but that's your voice for expression, for yourself, for your soul, for your being as well.
Absolutely.
And you actually technically teach how to do that with the voice on its own.
Yeah.
How did you make this connection for yourself? I'm imagining, because I know a little bit about your background, that this was a learning curve for you or a healing curve for you. You discovered it in your own voice. What was that like?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's nothing you can't hide in your voice. I mean, what comes through in your voice is you, your personality, your spirit. Even if you, if you're a musician, that other instrument is still outside of your body. Your voice is you. So there's no hiding. So if you shook my hand, I could get a sense of how you sing. If what you do as a singer is who you are everywhere. So as we start to change that and affect the way you sing, it changes how you are in the world. So if you're someone who sings and, really tends to push and force things, I'm sure you do that everywhere. So it really helps when you change it at that core level.
You're starting to make us feel naked because you can hear our voices. What do you know about them?
Oh, I've read you up and down. No.
Actually, I think
as you said, a learning curve. I certainly experienced it with myself. I started working as a singer and an actress when I was about 8 years old. And it all really stemmed from, my passion and joy for singing and being creative. And then I hit adolescence like everybody else. And
that's always
for
a
some
fun
reason,
time.
It's always fun, yeah, exactly. But you'd think after all these years of civilization, high school wouldn't be so terrible.
That's a really interesting statement. It makes me kind of want to study the socialization of high school and why it just seems to keep getting worse.
I don't think we've figured it out yet. I think as a species, we haven't really figured out how to help ourselves, be better people. I think we're all trying, but, when high school or adolescence is such a terrible time for everybody, that just tells us we have not we haven't gotten better at helping people go from young adults to adults,
right,
or whatever,
right.
You want to
it's
call
such,
that
it's yeah. Such a difficult, tricky time to traverse, because we look like adults, we feel like adults, but we still have a child's mind, and it's such a tricky time. But can we talk a little bit personally about your life at that time in your life?
Sure
All right?
So that that's what happened for me. I mean, many, many things happened. But you know, certainly some, you know, early trauma stuff happened in my life, which caused some, you know, some shutting down of my character, which meant also I shut down as a singer. Like, how could I fully express myself if I was hiding parts of myself or not feeling confident about myself or feeling shame? So if things like that, you start to shut down. Then I started studying voice, which I've been teaching now for about 22 years. Mm-hmm. And when I first started studying, and at the time I was like 15 and a half, I also became the example for my teacher. So he would travel around the country and do workshops, and I was his example. So I started to get it in my head, you know, oh, that I have to be perfect, because he points to me and says, check this out. This is what the mix is, and this is what, you know, a voice that's fully connected is. So I felt the pressure, and not that it was given to me, because that probably wasn't the case, but I felt the pressure to, you know, be perfect.
Of course. I mean, that seems a natural response to that situation. Well, while of course all the other kids in the room, you're feeling the pressure to be perfect, and they're looking at you going, I hate her. She's perfect.
Yes, right. So my own experience of losing my joy in singing helped me to turn around how I do it again, how I put it back together for myself, and then also how I teach it. And that is, you know, my intention is that no one else goes through that experience of, oh, wait, I'm starting to learn skills to help myself be a better singer. How come this isn't fun anymore? Or in teaching teachers how to train, how to teach, the teachers would have the same experience, that when they started learning how to teach and learning the technique, they'd be very excited. And then about a year and a half in, they'd be like, how come this isn't fun anymore? I'm so stressed out. And I was like, well, because you're trying to be a perfect teacher now. We have to get back to the fun and the reason why you started the whole thing.
It's kind of like the mind gets in the way as an obstacle. You know, there's your body that's your instrument. There's your soul that's your inspiration. And then we have to learn how to tame our minds and get them out of the way.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And part of it is also the intention. So if you remember as you're starting to learn a skill, or it could be anything, like learning to cook, but you just have to remember the big picture that, oh wait, all of these skills, all of these things I'm learning are to service my joy, to service me having a good time, to service my expression. So instead of getting wrapped up in, oh God, I'm not getting it right yet, I just don't know how to do this yet, you know, which we do, that happens. But if we can always keep the big picture of wait, all this stuff is just so I can have more fun, you know. Learning to cook in a new way, or, you know, learning to saute, or learning, oh, wait, this is just so I can have more choices when I want to serve a meal that, like, feels good to me to eat or looks pretty, or, you know.
So Wendy, you do this with, you know, finding your joy by using your voice to authentically express yourself. Often when we're authentically expressing ourselves, what we go inside and find is a whole lot of pain. And consequently, you have to wonder if expressing that is going to feel fun, as you put it. Now, it's
yes,
right.
It is. It's so much fun. But here's why. I'll tell you a few reasons why it's really fun. And again, I mean, I speak certainly from my own experience. I don't think I'm right about anything I'm talking about, but I have the experience of it working.
Right.
I also have the experience of it, you know, working not only for me, but for, you know, thousands of students around the world. Mm-hmm. So I teach technique, and the technique helps a singer really be able to utilize their full voice. And meaning, like, through the whole range, singing gets easier. And while I'm teaching technique, I'm also teaching tools that help the singer express themselves. Yes. So that pain. So let's look at two things. One is, why do you like music? Or why do you like singing? Because I imagine you sing in the car or in the shower or with the radio.
Yeah.
Why do you like music?
The only time I like singing is when I'm by myself, because it doesn't really sound so great. But I learned
that
something.
That can be helped. That can be changed.
Well, that was going to be my question for you. Is there a singing voice? Like you talk about in something you wrote that I read on your website, you talk about, and we're going to have to break for commercial, but I want to put the question out there. you talk about how, you know, losing the joy in singing happens a lot when people are just focusing on how to sound good rather than focusing on connecting to the message of what they're singing and connect, you know, letting their voice connect to their inner selves and project that sound. Would you say in your experience that even people who don't have, you know, Barbra Streisand gorgeous voices can find a listenable, good singing voice when they finally connect to themselves? Would you say that's universal to every human?
Yes, absolutely. We are instruments built to sing. And if I answered my own question, we all come out, the first thing we do is we make sound. And we are literally built. We are built like a guitar. We're built to sing. So the technique, which is like alignment, you know, you actually get the voice aligned, you will sound a whole lot better. Add your heart to that, and that's a whole other exponential level of better.
Wow. I want to work with you.
Right on.
If
you look back, every civilization, every culture of every century and every decade uses singing and dance as a spiritual connection.
Yes, yes.
Because it is, and you don't need anything outside yourself.
Right.
Yep.
So
everyone's not born to be a singer, and that's your vocation.
Right.
But everyone's born to sing, and most cultures outside of America, music and singing is a part of life. It's a daily part of life.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a career, but it's part of, you know, everyone takes an instrument. Everybody sings. You know,
right.
Part of your
Wendy,
everyday
we're gonna,
culture.
We're going to go to a break for a second. We will be right back with more Wendy Park.
Stay tuned.
Cool.
Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com. And set your cool free.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Wendy Parr, musician, voice teacher, singer. Wendy uses teaching of the voice to help people connect with their authentic selves. So, Wendy, tell us what you're doing these days. How does this actually look? How do you work with your clients?
Right on. I'm doing a lot these days. I teach privately, so I teach private one-on-one sessions with, I work with a lot of recording artists and aspiring artists. I teach, I just did the fall semester at NYU, and I was working with the third-year actors at the Atlantic Theater Company. So I was teaching singing to a really fun, open and willing group of actors. And I teach workshops, so I travel. In May I'll be in Germany and in the UK, and I'm teaching some teachers while I'm there, and I'm doing performance workshops, which is about this, the authenticity, and working with singers as they work on their songs and performance. So helping that to be more authentic. And I work with, it's called Vocalize You, and it's an app that you can get on an iPad and your iPhone.
Really?
It's going to be on more platforms, but I'm one of the teachers in the matrix of that of that, and we have a summer intensive in L.A., which you are most welcome to come be a guest and check it out.
I would love
to. We have an amazing summer intensive. It's about a week long on a campus in L.A., and it's everything a singer and an artist needs to be an artist. So there's songwriting classes, there's business classes. Every participant has a mentor that they meet with, and all the mentors are, you know, industry professionals.
How often would you say you work with clients who aren't singers as their vocation? They're just interested in it as a therapeutic tool or in expanding themselves?
Yeah. There are a lot of teachers that work with, like, mostly hobbyists and mostly just people who love to sing. That's a lesser portion of my clientele, but I definitely have students who, they just come because they love to sing. And one of my favorite and most improved students is a woman who, she's a very successful woman in the financial world, and she loves singing. And her growth was exponential, and so much fun to work with her. And like when she first came in, she was, you know, out of tune and didn't have rhythm. And within, you know, over certainly a quick period of time, she was singing a lot better, but over an extended period of time, she was at a wedding, and you know, there was a singer at the wedding performing, and the singer came into the audience with a mic and had people, you know, sing a line here and there.
Yeah.
And they had her sing a line, and she sang. And the singer said, "Girl, you can sing. What? What are you doing here?"
That is awesome.
And and I know this because she emailed me with great pride. You know, all my friends couldn't believe it. They're like, "We didn't even know you could sing."
Wendy, they were playing Gloria Gaynor, "I Will Survive," and I sang a song. And I bet she was very excited.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun. And I work with a lot of young, I will have some teenage, you know, singer songwriters and artists that are, you know, really developing themselves as singers and starting to write music. And they're developing to be, you know, that this will be their vocation.
Yeah.
So
I think what you do is so important because of your specific focus on getting, I mean, and these are my words, not yours, but on getting the mind out of the way so that you can use your instrument to connect to your soul. I love that. I love that approach. I think it's completely fantastic.
I think ultimately, if you're doing anything, I mean, there are scientists who will talk to you about the fact that, you know, cognitive learning has to start cognitive and then it becomes unconscious and automatic. Like, science has broken that all down. But I approach it from a very intuitive place. I approach it from, you know, from the beginning with that awareness that, you know, we're going to move through this part where your brain has to be thinking.
Right.
But even while we're moving through it, let's be authentic. Yes, let's be heart-based.
Yeah. So you work with a program called Outdoors Gay Camp in Phoenix, Arizona. Is this always in Phoenix? Real quick, is it always in Phoenix or does it move around?
No, it's actually outside of Phoenix in Prescott.
Okay.
And I know that it started there about 4 years ago, a young woman named Cato Stewart, who is so inspiring and a remarkable person. So she started the program about 4 years ago, and I do know that she is looking at and trying now to expand it, so it will be in more than, more cities than just,
who
Arizona.
Is it for? Who wants to go to
more
this
states.
Camp? Who wants to go?
Oh my gosh, I wish I could have gone when I was a kid.
Seriously.
Me too.
Tell us what it is.
And I'm really happy to be going as an adult, because that was a life-changing experience for me.
Absolutely.
I think that would have accelerated some things if I had gone as a kid.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to clarify for the listeners, Outdoors Gay Camp is exactly what it sounds like. They go there and Wendy teaches them how to be gay. Right, Wendy?
No, I'm kidding.
Let me tell you, they schooled me. I learned all kinds of new things when I was there. Oh my gosh.
What a wonderful thing.
It's on the one hand, it's irrelevant that it's for gay youth because it's really a camp about leadership skills and team building skills and it has nothing to do with being gay. On the other hand, because it is gay and there's everything from straight allies to transgendered youth and counselors.
Right.
It's a completely, not only, I don't even want to say safe, it's not just a safe place, it's a welcome, supportive, respectful place that everyone really and truly gets to be themselves.
Yeah.
In ways that they, you know, may not get to be at all, you know.
This happens.
Go from like whatever percentage you feel comfortable at home or in your community to, you know, you've got 100% freedom here.
Right.
Amazing.
Right. And that's what, you know, any gay event really is about. It's not necessarily like a bunch of people go into a room and be gay. They're just, you know, we call it a gay event so that everyone can come in and participate in that event, whether it's a dance club or whether it's a, you know, leadership skills or a voice class.
Right.
Everyone can know that they are in there with their full authentic selves, and on whatever unconscious level they're used to hiding that, they don't have to. And that's
amazing.
Why these functions are so important, because we practice bringing that out into our consciousness instead of leaving it underneath where we've taught to safely, you know, we've been taught to safely keep it.
Absolutely. That program is amazing. That was an incredible experience for me. I look forward to doing it again this summer. The people running it, the people who attend it, it was amazing. I taught singing, I taught voice and songwriting. And I got to be a counselor, which I didn't expect. So I was actually in a cabin with a group of 21-year-olds.
Oh, how great.
And so I got to actually really get to know them, you know, more than just being in a workshop, which was great.
Yeah. Now, quick, before we run out of time, tell me about wearebeautifulpeople.org.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about this. So, it's wearebeautifulpeople.com, and I wrote a song called We Are Beautiful People, which stem from being a part of Outdoors Gay Camp, being a part of ACT OUT, which is an acting class here in New York, also for LGBTQ Z actors.
What is Z, Wendy? Educate me right here. I thought I was pretty savvy on LGBTQ, and then you threw a Z in there.
What is a Z?
I got educated. I may mess this up, but I believe Z is really about... it's like gender queer, that there are people basically who don't feel they fall into the binary definition of what we consider male or female. And they don't want, sometimes people want to be called they instead of he or she.
Right, right.
Okay. And I think it's really just about breaking down the boxes that we have.
Oh, sure. You know,
it's just like, don't put me in a box. I'm just me. You know,
And 6 months from now, there will be people who saying, no, Z doesn't capture who I am. I need a different letter.
Exactly.
And it's all about that exercise of making sure you don't fit into a template so that you can continue to find your authentic self. I mean, it
there
seems that way to me.
Yeah.
So
We Are Beautiful People is, so it's a song I wrote, which is about really embracing that human beings, we're amazing, we're wonderful. For me, it stemmed from the, being, you know, the gay community, but it's for everybody. And I felt the song is just, it's more than a song. So I started this website, which is a place that anybody could submit themselves to in any format expressing what makes them beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you could send in a picture, a song, you know, you love cooking, take a picture of you cooking. Like, it could be anything at all.
That is so cool.
And I have workshops. And
that's what I want to know about. What are those like?
Yeah, so, well, I haven't led one yet, but they're ready to go, and I'm talking to a number of people who are interested in having me do them at their schools. And it's a workshop that really walks us through, like, with activities and very interactive dialogue, how we see ourselves now based on culture, media, what prevents us, like what those barriers are that stop us from embracing who we are and the ability to see ourselves as being amazing and beautiful.
Yes.
And then looking at, well, what do I on an individual level actually value, and what do I call beautiful?
Yeah.
That isn't what society says is beautiful. What do I call beautiful?
We need so much more of this.
By the end,
I was just going to say, we need so much more of that kind of a presence in our middle schools and in our high schools. I'm so glad you're doing this program. I just want to take a quick second to ask any high school teachers or teachers out there of any age, really, who may be interested in incorporating Wendy and one of her We Are Beautiful People workshops at their school, where can they find you? Where's the best place to go for that?
Well, you can go right to the website at wearebeautifulpeople.com, and the email and all the information is there. You could also just contact me, wendyparr.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled. I'm very excited about it because, yes, like, you know, I'm 41. I'll be 42 this year, and it really took me to be in my 30s to actually look in the mirror and like myself. And now I'm in my 40s, and I'm like, you know, I like all of who I am. I deal so much better with, you know, the stuff that I, even the stuff I don't necessarily like or think is the most attractive, like, I don't hate myself for it, I like myself.
And yeah.
I don't think anyone needs to be 40 for that to happen.
Right.
I was unhappy all in my 20s. It's just like, wow, this has been a great evolution. I'd like to share this. I'd like for more people to have this, and certainly sooner if possible.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I think the avenue that you're taking to do it in is fantastic. Wendy, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. You guys can also find
Wendy on Twitter at Wendy Parr with two R's.
Yes.
And wearebeautifulpeople.org. Teachers out there, please incorporate one of these workshops with your schools. I think it's great. When we come back.
And thanks for having me today. I appreciate it so much.
You are so welcome.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to give away autographed Meredith Baxter's book, Untied.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
We're back.
Ooh, is that your singing voice?
Yes, now I want Wendy to call me and tell me what she knows about me.
Oh, geez.
No.
It's a very, very scary thing to sing because she's right. It's like you're naked in front
of
people.
You are naked. I mean, I've done it in front of people. There was, you know, classes when I was in acting school that we had to do. I remember when I first got into school, I said, you know, I'm not going to do musical theater, so I'm just going to sit this one out. And they were like, no, you're not.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. The songs I was able to sing that I had to perform, it was like homework. It was amazing how scary it was. It was amazing that a vocal teacher was able to get me to a place where it was good enough for a performance. But I don't, you know, I've not practiced it since.
For me, I don't have a great singing voice, but I have a decent voice. And I have to say that having to sing something, because I'm a very cerebral actor, in that I tend to come into characters through thought and not necessarily feeling. For me, it got me out of my brain to have to sing. And I would say probably my best reviewed theater performance was a musical.
Honey, why don't we do a drum circle together?
Oh, no.
Get you in touch with your inner side.
No, I don't want to.
I want to see
that. Your feelings. You will get your vibing on a drum circle. You will be chanting. And your feelings will flow.
No, I don't want to do that. We that was on a New Girl. We love New Girl. We love that show. And they had an episode with Schmidt.
Freaking funny.
Because I'm a little Schmidt-like. And Zooey Deschanel's character made him go do a drum circle, and then he completely became a dirty hippie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sorry about it. So I don't know that you want to open that door.
Oh, the show's funny. People watch it. All right. So guess what? It's time for our lottery. No, we're not giving away. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're not giving away $500 million. Although if I had it, I might think about it.
You might think about it.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I'd give away some of it.
You have to, by karmic law, give like 20% of
I'm sure
it to
that
charity.
Would happen. I mean, yeah. I'd have to watch
myself. Oh, that's karmic law?
Well, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And just being a good person, if you have that much money, you should
okay,
be
giving... let's get on with it.
wow.
Wow, okay.
I just want us to have enough time to get through it.
We have plenty of time, honey.
All right. Are you ready, Becca Cates?
Yes.
Can okay, we how...
Are the, wait, are the... Are the drum rolls?
How are we doing this?
We're like, having a drum roll. Oh, okay. So all of my Twitter followers and Facebook followers are...
All like 6,000 of them?
All of them are eligible to win the CD audio set. We're going to do that one last. The two books, one new Twitter follower from last week and one new Facebook liker from last week are going to win a hardcover Untied Meredith Baxter autographed copy.
Well, I get that, honey, but what I'm saying is how is this drawing happening? Are we doing it live on TV? Is she going to draw
a
ball
right
out
now.
Of the machine?
We're doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
We're doing it right now, live.
People.
Live on the radio. This is real people.
My associate producer would know this. Okay, drum roll number one, please. Becca Cates.
I'm
do your little
shuffling around. Oh my god.
That was
a good one.
Silly. She's
okay.
Actually using my hat, folks.
I am.
My actual hat.
And
who is the winner?
The first winner from Twitter to win an autographed hard copy of Meredith Baxter's book, Untied, is Garfield Iron Cat. That's the
Garfield Iron Cat.
That is the Twitter name, tag name. And it is Gail Newth from Pennsylvania.
Yay, Gail. Okay, so,
You're a little slow with the crowd.
That's me having to create the crowd cheers, folks. So sorry, I'm a little, on the slow side. So, what we need you to do is direct Twitter Kathy, how to get a hold of you, and we will get that book to you.
Yes, so Gail Newth. You just won an autographed hard copy cover.
Okay, they know now. All right, so go to the second one.
I just wanted to
with
know.
With the Vanna White presentation. Yes. Okay, go to number two. Drum roll, please.
I love that. Okay, the second winner of the autographed book is...
They know what they're
Lord,
getting,
Becca Cates. Just say the name. Give her the drum roll again, please. She screwed it up. All right.
I didn't screw it up. Anna Rose.
Woo! I had the crowd
from Facebook.
You were much better that time, honey.
Thank you.
And Anna Rose is from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, don't give her address out.
I just said the whole city?
Okay, Anna Rose, so now you have to hit up Kathy on the Facebook.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Okay.
Hit me up.
Now for the audio.
Oh, and this one. Okay, this one... This one is crazy. This one I have Becca Cates logged into my Facebook account, and she's going to close her eyes and randomly scroll and choose a person. I didn't know how else. Thank you. People on Facebook were chatty and upset, and I've liked you for a long time. Do I need to unlike you and then re-like you? They wanted to be entered into the lottery, so that made sense to me. So I thought, okay, we have the CD audio box set also autographed. That will be... available to every Facebook liker and Twitter follower that there is.
Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Facebook likers.
I'm ready to click my button.
Okay, ready? And?
She's got her eyes closed.
That's the best one.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is it?
Sandra Alexander of Towanda, Kansas.
Woo! All right, make sure you write those names down, Becca, so I don't...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm writing them.
All right, those are our winners.
Yay.
Hope everybody's real excited, y'all.
We're glad that you liked us and followed us, or Kathy, actually. So, guys.
Yeah, and if you haven't yet, Jesus, it's CATHYDEBUONO. I'm sort of clever. I say funny stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes.
Go on there and follow me. I'm gonna collect you people.
So next week we have our friends, as we mentioned, Amy and Annie, who are looking to adopt a baby through open adoption, and they're gonna come on and they're gonna talk about that process and what it's like and how they're trying to gather a baby, and we want one too because we'll be the aunties.
Yeah, again, if you're a high school teacher and you got kids out there that you might want to talk to about adoption, have them listen. Really.
We're also really excited to officially announce, although I think we've sort of talked about it, is that we are going to be guests for the Sweet Cozumel Palace Resort, September 1st through the 8th, and we are holding a Texas Hold'em charity tournament. This will be our second one that we're involved with, but we're really excited about that. And Sweet has a lot of fantastic vacations, so check them out there. And we might be coming to Germany in July. Stay tuned for an announcement about that. And, you know, we're really excited. We'll give you more details once we have them.
Thank you all for being here, you guys. If you are listening on LA Talk Radio, y'all, this is where we have to say goodbye. But if you're listening on CBS New Sky or anywhere else, stay tuned because we're not quite done with you yet. When we come back from the break, we are going to have music by Wendy Parr. You'll hear Lucky Penny and We Are Beautiful People. They are very catchy tunes, y'all. Stay tuned.
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, shoot.
You're on.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
You're listening to Kathy is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to KathyIsIn.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
I come from the deep dark south, man a gentleman, I win them proud, tip a straw hat, how do you do, walking tall, they leave eyes in buck shoes, come to this big old city, swinging a dream and a prayer, by witness I'll make something of myself, y'all know my to God. To God. Man, maybe you could help me. Surely, sir, could spare a dime. Haven't had a proper meal in a while. Ain't worked in some time. I ain't got no big education. To God, gonna rub my lucky penny, rub my lucky charm, gonna rub my lucky penny, and send prayers to God, gonna rub my lucky penny, rub my lucky charm, gonna rub my lucky pocket penny and send prayers up to God.
You're listening to Kathy Zinn, the Kathy DeBono Show.
Psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.